Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're exploring The Memory Palace by Lewis Smile. Sophie, when you hear that phrase, what do you picture?
Hey there, Sam. I used to picture Sherlock Holmes wandering a Victorian mansion, but The Memory Palace by Lewis Smile makes it feel practical. It's an ancient technique anyone can learn.
Right? And Smile starts by tearing down the idea that some folks are just born with good memories and the rest of us are stuck.
That belief is the biggest obstacle. He says memory is a skill like guitar or cooking. With practice and the right technique, it's trainable.
He points to ancient Greek and Roman orators who could recite hour-long speeches verbatim. Modern memory champions can recall a shuffled deck in seconds. These people aren't genetic freaks.
They're artisans of the mind, and they all use the method of loci. That's the ancient name for the memory palace.
And these are real people, not legends.
Right. So the core idea is that our brains are wired for space and imagery. Early humans survived by remembering where water was and which cave held danger. The technique hijacks that system.
So instead of storing abstract facts in a void, you anchor them to vivid, bizarre images placed along a familiar physical journey.
Exactly. The first step is simple. Pick a location you know deeply, maybe your childhood home or your daily commute.
Then you map a route through it. You might use the doormat, the coat rack, the sofa, and the kitchen table as your spots. Then you walk that route mentally until it becomes automatic.
That's the skeleton. Then comes furnishing, which is where the principle of the ridiculous kicks in.
The principle of the ridiculous. I love that phrase. The brain forgets dry data, but it glues onto the strange, the sensual, and the shocking.
So for milk, don't picture a carton on the sofa. Imagine the sofa drowning in a tidal wave of milk, soaking the cushions and dripping down.
Right, that's so concrete. And for bread, you picture a tiny angry loaf hopping around and throwing crumbs everywhere. The absurdity is what makes it stick.
It scales beyond groceries. For speech, put your greeting on the doormat, your first point on the coat rack, your evidence on the sofa, and your conclusion on the bedroom window.
Then you walk the route in your head and deliver the whole speech with no notes. Honestly, that's wild to me.
For language learning, Perro becomes a dog in a pirate hat. The phonetic link plus the crazy image fuses it into memory.
Okay, that makes me want to learn Spanish. He also covers names and faces, which is something I'm terrible at.
He says forgetting a name is an attention problem, not a memory one. You have to consciously decide to listen first.
Then you turn the name into a concrete picture. Mr. Baker becomes a baker in a tall white hat, and you attach that picture to a prominent facial feature.
So a big nose becomes baguette juggling. It takes seconds of effort and sticks forever.
That alone is worth the book. But there's a section on active recall that changed the way I study.
Reading and rereading notes is a trap. It creates familiarity, and your brain mistakes that for knowledge.
Real learning comes from the struggle of pulling information out. Walking your palace and recalling the images is self-testing, and the gaps show you exactly where you're weak.
He keeps it honest. First attempts feel slow and clunky, and he warns against the curse of the perfect palace.
So don't build one giant palace for everything. You build one for the presentation, another for the periodic table, and one for the weekly shopping list.
Then he goes deeper. The palace is a thinking tool, not just storage. Place parts of a problem in different rooms and walk around it.
You can make a debate room with arguments on opposite sides of the table. Abstract reasoning becomes a landscape you can explore.
That flips the mind from a filing cabinet into a creative workshop. It's the part that blew my mind.
And the deeper payoff is restored attention. Building a palace demands real focus, which is rare in this age of distraction. It's an antidote to autopilot.
He even gets philosophical. Memory is the fabric of identity, the story we tell ourselves about who we are.
So owning your memory means owning your narrative. You become the architect of your own mind, which is a powerful thought.
He invites you to start small. pick one room and one short list, make ridiculous images, and walk the route for a week.
Then add a second room. The door to the mansion is always open, and the rooms are waiting to be filled. My takeaway is simple. Memory isn't fixed. It's a craft, and the first step is choosing a familiar room and making something ridiculous happen in it.
If you want to go deeper, the whole library is at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It costs $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So the real point is that you're the builder of your own mind, and the palace is already waiting. We'll see you in the next one.